State Senator Kern, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Want to have you here for a couple of reasons. One, you're in an interesting race, but secondarily, you've been attacked in ways that are pretty unique for a state senator's race. So let me start with that. What do you want to refute?
Well, we have a unique issue in the district, Sterigenics, which has gotten a lot of play about ethylene oxide emissions.
Yep.
And what we're unique going on here is my opponent, his cousin, is state president, or Senate president, sorry, and he is delaying action in the Senate, canceled the Senate Environmental Committee hearing that was going to take up this issue. I've got legislation on it to handle ethylene oxide. So he's got a brick on it, delaying action. All the same time, my opponent is out there running a negative campaign on Sterigenics and, amazingly, sending out fundraising solicitations tied to the issue.
I don't understand why you have been attacked for fighting against an environmental pollutant. How do I tie those two together?
There is no tie. I mean, this is just a complete political sham.
And it's a real issue, a very real issue for the people of Willowbrook in the surrounding area. But there are many lawsuits that have already been filed, and Sterigenics as a corporation is having to deal with the reality of the problem that they've created.
And we have elevated cancer rates in the area, and that's being studied. And we had good action yesterday. The Illinois Attorney General and DuPage State's Attorney Bob Berlin filed action, but that's not going to be the answer. I mean, they made it clear in their press release. The answer is legislative. It's up to the legislature to deal with this issue and come forward.
Well, two paths, right? The legislature and also courts will be deciding a lot of this as well. And then what chicken or the egg? Do the courts determine where the legislation goes, or do the legislation also help or influence or hurt the court, depending on your perspective?
Well, there's...
Even though it shouldn't go that way.
The first court date is February 22nd.
Right.
They're in no rush.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so, we as the legislature should act well before that.
Absolutely. Beyond the what's happening in your race, because, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's obviously that stinks of politics because you do have legislation that's there that you want to deal with this, and obviously that's not in the ads that are attacking you. The story that's coming out in the Tribune is really pushing this, is that the governor knew about this, the Sterigenics and the report, as far back as 8 months ago, decided not to tell or disclose it to the public, gave it to the federal EPA instead. So he knew about this and didn't do anything about it. As a Republican, are you concerned about that? Are you concerned about the way this has played out, this story around this pollutant?
You know, there is concern. The U.S. EPA brought it to the Illinois EPA's attention in December, but the U.S. EPA needed more study, and they did that study. We wish it would have happened quicker. But they concluded that study in May, and their final report was done in June. There was no excuse for the U.S. EPA or the Illinois EPA between June and August for not notifying the community.
Governor being here at 8:40, he can answer the question himself as well, but why was that reversed to your understanding, where the Illinois EPA would find out from the federal EPA?
The federal EPA is the monitor on ethylene oxide. They're the ones that reclassified it as a Class 1 carcinogen.
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly the lead in this area.
But that's the official track. But do we know if the Illinois EPA was skipped? Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware that they were skipped.
Okay. Well, we'll take it up with the governor. More in a second with you, if you don't mind. Can you hang around for a second? 718. By the way, do you have a campaign website you want to mention?
Kern4Senate.com.
It's a good one. CURRAN, for Senate.com.
Yes, yes.
Came up with that yourself, did you?
Very creative.
Focus group?
Very fake.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
State Senator John Curran is here. By the way, why did you agree to do this? Why, not the show. Obviously, that was a fine choice. But why did you agree to get into politics?
You know, I was the vice chairman of the DuPage County Board in AAA bond-rated county, and we were getting threatened with a downgrade because of dysfunction in Springfield and the bad budgeting. So, you know, when my predecessor, who did a wonderful job, Senator Redonio, decided to retire, it was... by far, easily the greater good. I mean, the greater need for service was in Springfield.
And she stepped down, though. She made it very clear. She's like, I don't want to deal with the dysfunction in Springfield anymore. I'm not effective in the way that I can be or I wanted to be. So are you recognizing the same thing in your 1 year? Yeah.
Yeah, and the dysfunction is by far the biggest impediment to job growth here, to bringing companies in. I mean, we have a lot of reasons why they're leaving. but the dysfunction is a huge barrier.
Mayor Emanuel, real quick. Mayor Emanuel said yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that he feels that, you're going to see more Democrat votes coming out of DuPage County because he believes that there's more of a moderate move that way, a blue wave, if you will. Do you see that as a Republican, as a former DuPage County commissioner, which used to be that, I mean, that was the gold standard of the Republican Party, DuPage County. Do you see maybe a demographic switch?
A little of a demographic switch. It is transitioned more from a socially conservative county to a fiscally conservative county. And we as a party need to make sure that we are in step with that. But it is still a conservative county. It's more on fiscal issues.
And it's interesting because there are parts of DuPage County that are very heavily Democrat, very blue. So it's not, or I should say very red. No, very blue.
Yes.
My colors are so confusing. So DuPage County gets written off as it's a home run for Republicans. Republicans have to do a lot of work there, and so do Democrats.
Absolutely, which is good. Everyone competes.
Right.
You know, it should be about people and not party.
You got 30 seconds to tell me why you're better than Bridget Fitzgerald for the office.
Well, experience. We need a check on the supermajority Democratic Senate. Strong budgeting experience, strong budgeting background, and public service background. I bring a lot to the table. My opponent has really no experience at all for the job, other than a relationship being a relative of the Senate president.
For the good of the people, an issue like Sterigenics should not be about politics. So, good luck with the legislation, and I appreciate you coming over.
Thank you, Steve, and we're going to push it forward.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Henry.
All the best.